Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
Well, that means it is time for our weekly police segment. And joining me on the line this morning from the Shepparton Police Station is Senior Sergeant Brad Fisher. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, everyone.
So, Grand Final weekend, what does this mean for you?
Well, what it means, I guess, is unfortunately we haven't got the game happening here in Vic, but anyway, we've got police out and about targeting our roads again. There will be people moving about, so long weekend for us all. Well, for some of us anyway. But we'll be out with Operation Scoreboard and targeting local roads and back roads and major highways and focusing on things like alcohol and drug-impaired drivers, speeding, distractions, fatigue, things like that. And so, that's our weekend in a wrap-up, basically.
What about restrictions with people getting together for grand final events and maybe they shouldn't be?
Yeah, we're still running various operations throughout the state in relation to COVID-related enforcement and the Chief Health Officer's instructions. And look, it's the world we live in at the moment, and that's going to be ongoing for some time, I would imagine. There's certainly been no end date indicated for that. But if people think that they can get together and have a bit of a party, so to speak, well, unless it's in line with the Chief Health Officer's instructions, it can't occur. And we do get numerous phone calls from people that suspect or are seeing COVID breaches, and we will act on them. And it's been made quite clear from the Chief Commissioner that we're not going to issue warnings. These people have been well and truly informed about what their requirements are and responsibilities, and it's about looking after each other and protecting each other. And realistically, Shepparton has done really well, particularly when you look at the couple of outbreaks we've had. The communities have banded together and we've come out of it relatively unscathed on both occasions. So I'd like to say that we're not going to have some issues. Unfortunately, we tend to have one or two that think that they can play out the laws or the rules, and will be held to account. So
Brad, can you, like you're saying, people are well informed, but it is a little bit tricky. Things are changing all the time. We're in a different category to Melbourne. Is it your understanding that I think you can get together with one other person that you've sort of formed a bubble with, but beyond that, inside gatherings are not allowed?
Yeah, no, that's correct. Outside gatherings, there's certain allowances there, and obviously funerals and weddings and things like that, that's changed. And I hazard a guess there will probably be some of, let's hope not funerals, but weddings over the weekend. But there's certain rules and restrictions that are in place, and it's about working with them. Trying to fight it or go against it is only going to cause pain in other regards, and it means that our members are getting called and have to step in. And we've got other things that we would rather be doing, but that's part of our role. And if we get the calls, then we're going to attend, and we will take action where it's necessary.
Do you know what the regulations are in relation to outside gatherings? Is it up to 10 people?
I'd actually have to have another look at those.
This is what I'm getting at, is that it is changing all the time. It is a bit tricky. Sometimes when I need clarification, I go to the DHHS, whatever it is, Department of Health and Human Services, that one. But it's not always that, like, it's not like you can just go to there and find exactly what you want. Sometimes you really do have to kind of go through a lot of information. So it would be good to get some clarity on that.
Yeah, maybe I can send you through some stuff to help us get a bit of clarity around
but
it.
I think probably the main thing to remember is if you are planning a gathering outdoors, you better check, make sure, you know, that you are under the cap for allowable numbers.
Yep, that's exactly right. And yeah, you are right. It is chopping and changing all the time. Ballarat Thursday night come out of their restrictions, and there's still certain things that they have to do, but it does chop and change, and it's chopping and changing for different areas. So, and it's probably a good reminder. You know, we tell our staff every day they've got to check the app, Vic Services app, to make sure that new sites haven't appeared for Tier 1, Tier 2 and things like that. And it's a good reminder for all the public just to have a check. Because, you know, out of the blue, and the outbreak here is no different, out of the blue, all of a sudden these places pop up that you would have no idea about unless you check the app or you're getting it through media outlets. So, good reminder. Check. And if you're not sure, there's contact numbers and things like that you can, COVID hotlines and all that sort of stuff that can assist people in that regard. And
that's true. So. Is there anything else in particular you need to let us know about ahead of the weekend?
No, look, I think quite often we jump on and jump up and down about, you know, people need to make sure they're doing this and doing that and all the rest of it. And you know what I'm going to say, it's a lovely day today. It's a public holiday. Enjoy your time off. Be mindful of everything that we ask of you, every week. If you're out and about and moving around, there are extra people out on the road because it is a long weekend, so be careful. And I guess coming out of lockdowns, we're kind of get a little bit complacent with the lack of vehicles around, and now all of a sudden there is. So just take that little bit of extra care and enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Senior Sergeant Brad Fisher, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, Terry.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Ellis Yarns and More is the Goulburn Valley's home of all things knitting, crochet and more. We have the area's largest range of yarn and anything else you might require to finish that special project. We can give you free advice and help with patterns, and we will not be beaten on price. Come in and see us at Unit 10, 69 McLennan Street, Maroopna, opposite the Water Tower. Visit our website, ellisyarnsandmore.com. Give us a call on 0491 011 105 or find us on Facebook at Ellis Yarns and More.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening, as always.